This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pandemic over. What does America's top doctor have to say about that? Russia cuts the gas to a couple of big countries and warns he'll nuke the West. That's where we start. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us on this show. So we know that Poland and Belarus, forget about it, no natural gas. Why? They wouldn't pay in rubles. And that's what sent Putin into a tailspin. Both of those countries say they'll be fine, that they have other alternatives, so for now they'll be fine anyway, because they would not succumb to what he wanted. Putin, not happy, took to the airwaves and says he will again use nukes against the West in the lightning fast strike if anyone interferes in the Ukraine. A very, very big threat. Speaking to lawmakers, he said in Russia, if someone intends to interfere in what is going on from the outside, they must know that constitutes an unacceptable strategic threat to Russia. They have to know that our response to counterstrikes will be lightning fast. He said it several times. Fast, fast, fast. He used that word over and over again. He said, we have all the weapons we need for this. No one else can brag about these weapons, and we won't brag about them, but we will use them. Probably referring to what many are saying is his six super weapons, which includes something we talked about last week, the Sarmat missile. They call it Satan II. That was launched last week. That missile can fly 11,000 miles, carry 15 warheads, and has the potential to destroy an area the size of France. He's accusing the West of using the Ukrainians as expendable materials, saying that they prepared in mass for an economic war against Russia, step by step, using all kinds of pretexts and sometimes none at all to pass sanctions. Yikes. Lots of people are starting to talk about this, that is Putin out of control? How worried should we be? And we know that the testing last week was another warning that back off because I will do this. And this is a lot of the conversation across the land here in these United States and, of course, other places as well. I saw a longtime friend for the first time earlier in the day, and the very first thing that she said to me is, I told my parents that I went and got extra money just in case and that I've got extra food, so if something happens, I'm driving toward them in Oklahoma City. People are starting to make plans, starting to have real conversations about it, and not conspiracy theory kind of stuff, if you know what I mean. Real details on, hey, how do we know what's going to happen? What ultimately will Putin do, and what is the blowback for Americans? It's chilling, and it's something to think about, and the more you hear him rattle, I think, so many people's cages and test and talk about nukes, the more you wonder where the balance really, really hangs. In the United States, when we look at the pandemic here in the U.S., Anthony Fauci confirmed that COVID-19 infections are at a low level, but he does say that people should still get intermittently vaccinated. So he says America's out of the pandemic phase. The top medical advisor said that in a PBS interview, and so now it's being quoted all over the place. He said that, it is pretty monumental to say that because this is what, again, what we're living with and have lived with, and we're seeing that there are people who are getting COVID, but it's different than the COVID that initially just landed a massive blow to us a couple of years ago. And he certainly has been pretty vocal about COVID policies for the last 2 years. He still says he has not given an official one. This is the thing. So he says that on PBS, the pandemic is over in the U.S., but he hasn't given that official word to us, the American people. There hasn't been any huge announcement of that. He is the president's top medical advisor, and he warned that the virus can't be stamped out completely, and long-term vaccination programs may be needed to continue on a yearly basis. He was quick to say that. And, of course, mask mandates have been lifted in most areas in the country. The average, the U.S. average now is 54,840 infections a day. That's just 6% of the virus's peak of 800,000 daily cases in mid-January. Remember, we thought, hey, we turned the calendar another year and it's going to be great. And then Omicron smashed into us and that changed everything. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said earlier this week that 60% of Americans have been infected with COVID. Just think about that and how big the country is. And of course, what about the Americans who have immunity against the virus because of prior infections? So we're still talking about this. I mean, this is not 100% going away, but we are absolutely 100% exhausted, weary, and tired of it. I mean, you can see it, that people don't want anything to do with having to deal with COVID because it dragged us down so long in so many different areas. Mostly we care obviously about health, but also financially what happened to so many people and how we're still in a much different lifestyle than we were before COVID. So meaning you might not have known, and who does? Nobody knows what the future holds, but suddenly many things were taken off the table, and other things all of a sudden became popular. It's like now when you pull outside of a restaurant and it hears a big reminder of what was and what still is there is how many, when you pull up to a restaurant, how many spaces in front of the restaurant are reserved for to-go? Not like the old to-go, but curbside pickup. The word curbside pickup, you were using that word before. That's still everywhere. They're still in front of grocery stores, curbside pickup. In front of, like I said, restaurants, curbside pickup. Sometimes you go into a restaurant, pickup. I saw in a thing called First Watch, which is in many parts of the United States. It's a breakfast lunch chain that's become more popular. And they have these giant cubby holes for just that. Come in, grab it, and run. And I believe that continues. And then, of course, the workforce and how people work and working from home, or the new term, WFA, work from anywhere, became popularized because if it was possible, that's what was happening. Having as few people as possible in the office, especially at the height of COVID, and then schools. And what happened to kids going to school and what partitions were put up in some cases in the classroom and what was working, what wasn't working, and now how do we roll forward? So it is interesting to hear Fauci say that we are out of the pandemic phase. Out of the pandemic phase. Wow. All right, coming up next, a new survey says just an hour a day less on your smartphone will boost your health and well-being. Just the facts.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Do you spend on your phone? Checking social media, news feeds, video games, apps, you know, whatever it is, FaceTiming, whatever you might be doing. Well, here's the thing. There is a new study out, and the study's author, Dr. Julia Brzaska, a psychologist from the Mental Health Research and Treatment Center at a university in Germany, says smartphones are a blessing and a curse. We knew that. Points out that there are studies that she's done that breaking people into groups, linking their use to less physical activity, obesity, neck pain, impaired performance, and addiction-like behavior if you cut back on using your smartphone. What are the lasting health benefits by reducing screen time by just an hour daily and breaking 619 different people into three groups? The first group of 200 were told to avoid their smartphones altogether. Oh, that'd be easy. The second 226 reduced daily use by an hour, and 193 of the remaining people in the study continue to use their phones normally. After a week, they questioned the people about their overall lifestyle habits and well-being. They repeated the questionnaire 4 months later, specifically the people who were asked about their exercise and smoking habits and if they felt depressed or anxious. So they found that by giving up the smartphone and reducing the daily use by just even that 1 hour, like I said, had positive effects on lifestyle and well-being, and that it lasted longer and longer the more that they had that habit. You know, 4 months after the end of the experiment, the members of the group that used their smartphones on average 38 minutes less at least per day than before did the best. And it showed in weight and it showed in symptoms of depression and anxiety according to this study. In the end, the study concludes it's not necessary to completely give up the smartphone to feel better, but there are optimal daily usage times that would work better if you reduce it, and if you keep reducing and keep reducing it, it will help you in the long run. Yeah, and then somebody's trying to get a hold of you. Oh, that's too bad. I had a giant piece of business for you. When you listen, we know this is a fact of life. You're in a restaurant, you're getting your oil changed, you're zipping into the grocery store, you're doing whatever you're doing, dropping kids off at school. Look around. I mean, now you have in school zones, please do not use your cell phone. It's like an attachment to us. I see very few people who are, and this is just an observation, because like I'm not following them around, but you see it, that people are out with other people and they're on their phone, right? But we're not going to throw our phone in the trash. You know, the average adult spends about, this is what this study said too, the average adult spends 3 hours daily scrolling away on their smartphone, social media, the news feeds, and all the things I mentioned before. And that helps, unfortunately, shoot up anxiety and neck pain and all kinds of other things. It's like a landmine out there. But the problem, I mean, the problem with that is what that also phone, that blessing and the curse thing, what that phone brings to many other people, and trying to stay away from the phone, I think is really tough to do. But I agree. I mean, do you want to meet people and they're on their phone the whole time, or do you have that person in your life that, including your own kids, who are on the phone? You know, not on the phone. They're looking down at their phone. They're using the phone, and they're not engaged in any kind of conversation. The art of conversation. That's the study I'd like to see. I'd like just the facts on that have taken a nosedive, because you have an automatic way to avoid conversation, and then especially coming out of the pandemic when you were isolated. This is just the facts. California is on track to raise its gas tax, already the highest in the nation, by 5.6% from 51 cents a gallon to 53.9 cents a gallon. That will happen in the summer, July 1st. So California state lawmakers need to pass that legislation by Sunday, but they believe they will. You know, Governor Gavin Newsom has talked about giving Californians a gas tax rebate because of the inflationary gas prices, but it seems unlikely. According to AAA, average price for a gallon of gas in the U.S. is $4.13. Gas costs as much as $6.61 a gallon in parts of California, like Mono County. So you just look at what the crude futures are, and that gives you an indication. There is your facts. You look at the crude futures, that gives you an indication of where gas will settle. But raising the gas tax, that's a different thing. Moving that up a couple of cents will make a big difference, because it'll add up as you fill up. And I don't know that the people in California are really psyched about that, when they're paying such crazy amounts of dollars to fill up. Ground beef and E. coli. You hate it when you hear these announcements, and of course it always depends where you live, where you got it from, but 120,000 pounds of ground beef are being recalled on fears of E. coli contamination. Now, this was beef that was produced between February 1st of this year and April 8th. It came out of Swedesboro, New Jersey, and of course goes all over the country. The Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service made that big announcement on Wednesday. The beef brands include Thomas Farms, Marketside Butcher, Weiss by Nature. They were all hit by the recall. Oh, you would not want to get E. coli. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And they're seeing the rise, you know, they saw the rise of that, so that they, that's what happened in tracking that beef and coming up with, hey, you be careful because this is happening. It's being recalled for a reason because of finding E. coli. Yikes. Oof. This is just the facts because these are numbers and you can manipulate numbers, but not as they dump down on the market and they finish for the day. So the S&P 500 ended higher on Wednesday following a huge drop the day before. And part of that is because positive news, right? As far as revenue is concerned. So there were big revenue forecasts from Microsoft and Visa. So that whole idea of global economic growth slowing down and rising interest rates were quelled temporarily by Microsoft because of the big rally and that forecast, like I said, so the gains were up, and that's the craps table. I say it all the time. I mean, the S&P services index fell 2.6% on Tuesday, and they made up those gains. So one day negative news, the next day it rises, you know, etc. And so much is based on what's happening in the world and then what the earnings reports actually are or what the forecasts are that affects those stocks. You know, like you look at this, like Mattel is a great example. They went up 11%. After it was known or it was put out there that they were exploring a sale. So that made it kind of push up a little bit more. The S&P 500 posted 3 new 52-week highs, 64 new lows. The NASDAQ so far, 25 new highs and 724 new lows. 724 new lows. Yeah, that's not great, right? No. And this is why just the facts are that there are no hard facts if you're looking at stocks because it is all about what happens in the world and in the forecast of what happens with those stocks. All right, this is an interesting just the facts. Do you think about soap in hotel rooms? There are 5 million hotel rooms in the U.S., and soaps at the hotel chains, the tiny bars. What does it mean? How many? Hotels go through 3.3 million bars of soap every day. Wow. I'm going to think about that next time I'm in a hotel. That's just the facts.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A German-based bank has a warning about the economy. Lance Pry reports.
Prepare for a major recession. That's a warning from Deutsche Bank, based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming our way. Deutsche economists now say there's a better than 50% chance a major recession will hit the dollar next year.
Family members, foreign dignitaries, and D.C. political elite poured into the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday to mourn the loss of Madeleine Albright. She was the first female U.S. Secretary of State. Albright died of cancer last month at the age of 84. The tens of millions of Americans who agreed to take on student loans may hear soon what the Biden administration has decided to do regarding debt forgiveness. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president would decide before the pandemic-era relief expires on August 31st. This is USA Radio News. The crisis at the U.S. southern border is forcing states like Texas to implement its own enforcement policies. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt told Newsmax those policies should spur Americans in the other 49 states who want their country back.
I'm the Attorney General for the Free State of Missouri, but every state is a border state. The amount of fentanyl that's coming into our communities, the amount of human trafficking that's coming into our communities is affecting everybody. It doesn't just stop in El Paso or in McAllen, Texas.
Republicans are calling on the Federal Election Commission to investigate alleged censorship of conservatives by Google's email platform. A study showed Gmail allows most emails from left-wing politicians to land in a user's inbox, while more than two-thirds of messages from conservative candidates are marked as spam. And the U.S. trade deficit in goods soared almost 18% in March to a record $125.3 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Rova joins us, and she has written a book that's a game changer. I mean, it's a game changer. It's called The Hamster Diet, Escape the Wheel. And think about it. I have never met a person, man or woman, no matter how they look on the outside or what's going on in the inside, they can look incredible. They're never 100% happy with how they look. They're always talking about diets. They're always talking about what they have to do, or they blew it, or they're beating themselves up. So Eva's got the solution for us. Eva, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
So, you know, we just went through this crazy period in our lives, and you and I were talking off the air, and a lot of people looked at, and she's a great example, Adele, who's beautiful and has always been beautiful, but all of a sudden she gets attacked for losing weight. I mean, you know, she goes after it and tackles the problem, and she gets attacked and is in all the tabloids that, you know, she's too thin, something's happened, and whatnot. But that's not true, right?
No, absolutely not. No. Well done, Adele.
And that's what you wanted to tackle, the whole idea that we're on this wheel. And I'm telling you, I see it with so many people, and I've met thousands of people in my life, and this is always an underlying deal. So you understand. So tell us about why you wrote the book and what we can expect when we read the book.
Well, I wrote the book over the lockdown as I had time on my hands. And the idea actually came with loads of my clients, because I thought to myself, as there was a time and nobody knew how long the COVID is going to be around and how long the lockdown is going to be happening, I spoke to a couple of my clients and I told them, I've got this idea that I could put a book together. And I wanted to write a book that would be giving people the exit strategy on mental health and weight loss. So I wanted to write a book for everybody who is battling the weight loss and who needs a little bit of help with it. As I'm a qualified coach, I can teach people, all of us, we can teach people everything they need to know in about 10 hours. That's why I put there 10 chapters. So it's 10 chapters comes to 10 hours of teaching on weight loss. In the book, I'm simply explaining how to lose weight, whether you choose exercise or not. I explain all my common mistakes and why weight loss stagnates at some point and how to deal with it, as lots of people start to panic and they start eating like crazy because they have no idea what happened and why they can't lose any more weight. I give there many examples how we change it as personal trainers and nutritionists and how to trick your body if you're having a night out or if you're just having an emotional moment and you literally wipe the fridge out. All what you need to know is the relevant knowledge. I am just like everybody else, and I have occasionally those moments. And the only good bit is with me that I know how to tackle it, and I have the knowledge to handle it. And I'm explaining here with many examples to people how to do it and how to change the nutrition and how slowly change the habits, which are usually linked together with mental health. I wanted to write a book that is going to make people smile, they can relate to it, and it would help them out. When it comes to weight loss, it's very easy for me as a qualified coach. But when it comes to mental health, I had a little bit of a problem because I'm not a qualified psychologist. But one of my best friends is. And when I gave her my idea about this book, she got very excited. I started to write the stories, and I told my clients about the stories, and I gave it to them to read it and just give them a little bit of feedback. They absolutely loved it, and they got really excited about it. And they started to give me lots of more stories, their own stories. And they said, yes, this could help out. This could explain people how to get off the wheel, of the crazy wheel, that most of people trying to get off for the whole life. So for the mental part, I talk about scapegoats in narcissistic families. I'm talking about gaslighting, panic attacks, how the person is affected when they're getting gaslighted, how the brain is affected by it. I talk about EMDR therapy, which could save lives and it could help so many people if they're actually getting to the point that they feel like they can't carry on anymore because the life is becoming too much for them. But all the stories that are written in a funny way, they're written to make people chuckle about what we are as humans, but they're also giving them the exit strategy out. I'm talking about how to change a habit, as most of the things are about habits, and this comes to both mental health and food.
And so tell us about that, because I think there's confusion about habits. How do you change a habit? Let's do both, with food and with mental health.
Well, lots of it comes to self-awareness. With food, people need a little bit of help with it because they don't actually know where they're going wrong. Because there is so much information outside where one minute you hear this is healthy, the next minute you hear it isn't. And people don't actually know what to do anymore because they think, I'm eating healthy, I'm eating fine, and I'm not losing any more weight. I'm just stuck in here and I'm still not happy in my body and I just don't know what to do. So in this book, I'm explaining people, I'm giving their examples for 7 days of what is a healthy breakfast, what they should do, 7 days for lunch and 7 days dinners. Also, there's snacks. So I explain everything in the book, how people need to adjust the diet. There is many different examples of the changes because everybody is different and different people, they need different things.
So what are some of the examples of how to do it?
Okay, so there's very small examples. For example, how we do it when we start very slowly. So examples when it comes to food. I give examples about the healthy food, which some people wouldn't even think that might be healthy for them because it's a little bit something new for them, possibly. The changes are slow. When we do the changes, normally we do changes very slow because you probably know yourself how difficult it is to change a habit. So there is a couple of explanations how to change the habits when it comes to dieting and food, how to change it slowly. And I absolutely don't recommend to cut out all your favorite food because it just doesn't work like that. When I'm talking about mental health, there's lots when it comes to self-awareness. And many times people need to be just pointed in the right direction when they realize that they're actually thinking wrong, where they start to understand that sometimes they develop sort of like exit strategies from the situation that might not be actually healthy for them. They might be helping them in a short term and for some time, but those exit strategies sometimes they're actually sending people down to spiral. And they could actually do more damage in the long term than the healthy habits. So it's a lot about knowing what you're dealing with and how to deal with it. I'm talking in the book also about sociopaths. I'm talking about, as I mentioned earlier, children who grew up in families with alcoholics or any other addictions. And loads of those children, because they meet were never met, they actually never learned any healthy coping mechanisms. They just learned things that were helping them at the time of where the problem was actually happening or where the difficulties were present. And a lot of it is about actually understanding that those healthy mechanisms needs to be changed, or those unhealthy mechanisms needs to be changed to healthy ones. But some people don't know where they're actually going wrong, because they believe they've been that good person. They believe everything is fine and everything is okay, but sometimes it's not. And they're just too scared to make the change. So first, so all those stories I have written in a book, first they make you laugh, but then you start thinking about it. And then at the end of the chapter, I literally point out there's a problem, and then I describe it, how usually people feel when this happens to them. What the problem might be, and the strategy kind of which points out this is the problem, and you know you can actually solve it out. Yes, wow. I would say that this is it.
Wow, I know, it's tremendous. I'm thinking about that, and I'm sure the listeners are processing that too as well. And so the book is called The Hamster Diet and Escape the Wheel, and again, the cover just makes you laugh out loud, and I love that you have humor in there and you have real stories in there, and you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And you've been saying this, Eva, but what do you hope people take away from reading this book?
Two things I'm hoping. First thing is the weight loss. There is everything people need to know when it comes to weight loss, how we do it and how to do it healthy. I'm describing in a book that you can lose up to 22 kilos a year, but healthy weight loss, and you literally just need to know the relevant knowledge. You know, it's a crazy sort of roller coaster when people are dieting. Most of the time it's because people don't know where they're going wrong, or they think, I have to diet, I have to do this. You know, nobody can do it. So when it comes to weight loss, there is 10 chapters. It comes to those 10 hours where people just need to know how it works, how to do it. And there is two ways. There's two healthy ways how to lose weight. So I'm describing that both. And it comes either with exercise or not with exercise. I'm not heavy in this book on exercise, because I would have to write another book how to do exercise, right? Mm-hmm. I describe the quickest way how to lose weight. And when it comes to mental health, I really, really hope it's going to point people in the right direction, and it's going to help them and give them that exit strategy where they realize that maybe they are not the problem. You know, when it comes to, for example, scapegoats in narcissistic families, I'm hoping they're going to see, this is the reason why I never got on with the family. People who have bad coping mechanisms, they're going to see it, and they're going to look at their child, they're going to think, oh, this is why I'm thinking on this. This is where I'm going wrong. And okay, I have to think about it. And I hope that many people who are struggling, and they've been in the therapy for years and years, and they want to get out of the therapy, they might look at the EMDR therapy and think, I haven't tried this one, and I'm actually fed up with talking about the problems. I actually want those problems to go away. And that's what EMDR therapy do to loads of people. You know, they actually able to move on in life and leave everything behind and just live that nice and much happier life ever after. So it's the both of it, the hamster diet, escape the wheel. There's the both exit strategies for weight loss, all the knowledge people need to know when they want to lose weight, and mental health. I'm really, really hoping that it's going to help people, and it's going to show them where the problem might be, what they're dealing with, and how to get out of it.
Which is so key, and the perfect place to end this. Eva, thanks so much for coming on again. I've already said it, but go to Amazon, B&N, wherever great books are sold. You can get The Hamster Diet, Escape the Wheel. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you.
Ever feel
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Joins us. His book is called Adam and Eve, The Rest of the Story, Secrets from the Ancient Wisdom of the Jews. We had such a good conversation off the air. I jotted down some notes and actually passed his book on to a couple of people because there's just so much you don't know about the history and the implications. So, Rabbi, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
Let's talk about, first of all, your path to writing this book. Why'd you write the book?
As we had spoken, it started actually as a teenager when listening to a lecture from my father, who was a rabbi until he passed away. He's speaking about the Old Testament, specifically one of the stories, Joseph and his brothers, and I was so fascinated by the approach. It wasn't the classic, you know, childhood story or the things you hear otherwise. It was with insights, with personality. There was an analysis of the status of their family situation and how it worked into the politics of the time. I was just blown away. And it started with that. And from there on in, I just kept on looking at the Old Testament as not just a set of, you know, fables or stories. I mean, from an Orthodox perspective, we take it as truth and we believe the stories. But all of a sudden, I'm seeing them as human, as real. And as I got older and more sophisticated and got a lot of training in psychology, etc., things just became clearer and clearer to me about the stories. And that was my first entree into this work, you know, this adventure, actually, of how to look at the Old Testament.
And, you know, it's interesting in looking at the Old Testament, too, and listening to the story about your father and listening to how it comes to life. I mean, is that what made you decide, I'm going to become a rabbi because you were so raptured by all of these stories, etc.?
Very interesting. Not really, because I, at least from one side of my family, I'm a 12th generation rabbi. So it was almost an expectation that we would all end up as rabbis, not necessarily working in community or in a synagogue or in any aspect as a rabbi. It was seen really as an advanced degree of personal growth within the religious and the study of the Torah and et cetera and all of its attendant commentaries, et cetera. And there was an expectation, an unspoken expectation, that all the boys would receive ordination. And they did.
I love it. You know, in talking about the Old Testament, what do you think are some of the biggest misconceptions and what people don't know? Because you look at what the title of your book is, Secrets from the Ancient Wisdom of the Jews.
Right. There's a fundamental principle in Judaism that, and I'll say it in Hebrew and I'll translate it for you. Ein tzadik b'aretz asher ya'aseh tov v'lo yechta. There is no righteous man ever who only did good and never sinned. Sin is fundamental to the human condition. And however we interpret sin, but let's just say not doing as God wishes, right? Not doing what's always good, you know, whether it's in thought, whether it's in action, you know, whether it's in intent. The fact is that we're not perfect. And it's that imperfection which actually makes the Torah, the Old Testament, so much more real. If you approach it as if these people were, you know, legends and they could do no wrong, then we miss out on 95% of the lesson of how great they really were.
Mm.
Because despite the shortcomings, despite the real human condition in which they existed, they rose to extraordinary spiritual heights and heroic heights in terms of their actions and what they did to our world. And I mean collectively, not just for the Jewish world. I mean, these were forefathers of most of the world in many ways, especially starting with Adam and Eve. So that's the real secret. The secret is that the Torah talks about real people.
And what don't we know about Adam and Eve, do you think?
Well, we never really knew what motivated them to sin. I mean, think about this. All right? And let's take it all at face value. You're a creation of God. There's only two of you. There's Adam and there's Eve. You actually have a personal relationship with this entity that we refer to as God, this mysterious, unknown, spiritual entity that we attribute everything to. And he says, just don't do one thing. Don't eat from the forbidden fruit. Whatever that fruit was, let's call it an apple because it really has a good picture when it's an apple. We all can feel the crisp crunch of that apple when it's delicious, right? And they nevertheless, even though they had everything they could have asked for in the physical world, nothing else was restricted to them. They were driven to eat from that forbidden fruit. Why? For me, that was my biggest question about Adam and Eve. It wasn't who was their tailor, who made their clothes. What did they do in their spare time? I mean, that came along with it also, by the way. As you begin exploring, all those questions pop up also because they're real people, right? I mean, the next stage, which is something I'm working on at the moment, is, and from there on, you get to Cain and Abel. That's the next story. So what happened over there? It gets even more maybe involved and more real for our world, especially given what's going on today politically in the world, internationally. But these are real people. How did you make such a serious mistake that literally altered the future of humanity, at least the way Judaism, Christianity, and Islam look at it? They all attribute this failing on the part of Adam and Eve, the first two humans, who knew God on a level that none, or experienced God on a level that we never experience him, on a one-to-one basis, and yet they couldn't listen to the one commandment, don't eat from that fruit. That must have been one heck of a fruit. It was the one thing they shouldn't do, and they did it. So that tells us that that's inherent in the human condition. We just don't listen.
Yeah, no kidding. You can get the book, of course, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Adam and Eve, the rest of the story, Secrets from the Ancient Wisdom of the Jews. For you, what was the biggest surprise in putting this together and trying to put it into a book form and making it make sense so that people want to read it and learn from your wisdom?
I appreciate the question. I think for me, as I began writing it, I actually was able to answer my question. I was able to answer the question of what would have motivated Adam and Eve to do just that, to not listen to God. And the simple answer, believe it or not, was they actually thought that when God said no, he really meant yes, which we so often do, especially in human relations. No, 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 don't buy me that thing. No, 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 I really don't want it. Right? Really? Oh, I think you do really want it. And you're just not wanting to be, you don't want to be dependent. You don't want to tell me. You don't want to be vulnerable. So I know what you really want. And then you go out and you buy it, and it's what he or she did not want. It's, you know, just trust him. If God says don't do it, he merely means it. No means no. Yes means yes. God doesn't play that game that we play with each other all the time. I think that was my biggest takeaway from as I developed, you know, as I went through it slowly, looking at the information that the Old Testament provides, which is very limited. As I mentioned to you, the real question that I had when I started, I mean, I didn't really share the specific question, was how the heck did we blow it in four sentences? I mean, the entire episode of Adam, Eve, and the serpent, whatever he or she was, that serpent, that thing was, right? All of a sudden, failure. Humanity fails in the course of four verses in the Old Testament, six verses in the Old Testament. How is that possible? There's got to be more to the story. And that's why I went looking, and I sort of developed what I felt would be the progression from no, 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 to he really wants to challenge us to see how much we love him. And if we really love him, we won't even listen to him, because in the end, we'll understand him better. So to understand him better is the goal. So when he says no, he really says, okay, how much do you really want to understand me? You should be willing to take a chance. Guess what? He really meant no.
Yeah,
he didn't want you to take a chance.
He really meant no. I love this. We have like 30 seconds left. What do you hope people take away from reading this book? And I think you said it throughout this conversation.
Yeah. I hope even more than that. I believe that. I really hope that people walk away and say, you know something? There's something fundamental here that shows a shared beginning for all of us, whether you're Christian, Jewish, Islam, Muslim, whatever walk of life, that there's something that's so fundamental to each of us and real to each of us that brings us together as a single entity. And that maybe we should look at that and think more about what makes us the same than what makes us different.
Perfect place to end this. Rabbi, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.